One of the most inspiring walkers I've ever met is John Francis. A lot of people know him as the Planet Walker. His story begins in 1971 with the famous oil spill in the San Francisco Bay. John was living nearby in a small town called Inverness on the Point Reyes coast, and he decided he could not stand contributing to fossil fuel consumption anymore, so he stopped riding in cars. And then he went a step further and stopped talking. And this lasted for nearly 20 years, during which time he walked all over the country and somehow also earned a PhD in environmental studies. Steve and I met John a few years ago at the Geography of Hope conference in Point Reyes, California, where it all began.
On this Earth Day, millions of Americans in the communities which dot this map have taken the first step to survival.
I was actually walking first, and that's when people wanted to argue with me. And I argued, you know, that one person could make a difference, I'm sure. But I wasn't sure. And so when people came to argue with me about what I was doing, instead, I listened. You know, in this little village, of course, everyone knew when I was walking, and we knew what everyone was doing in this little village. Well, you know, John just stopped riding in cars because of the oil spill, and now he stopped talking because he's decided that it's better to listen. That got around. Hey, John Francis will listen to you. Let's go talk to him. The thing about this large black man walking with not saying anything is that I carried a banjo. And so I played music all the time. I played music walking up and down the road until where people start to recognize, they could hear me coming and they said, oh, here comes John. If you're moving at that pace, there are people driving back and forth all the time, and they're talking about that guy who's walking, and they go, oh yeah, that guy. Well, you know about him, don't you? Yeah, he's the guy from Inverness, and he doesn't ride in cars. He just walks. He doesn't talk. He doesn't talk. Come on, let's go over and try and get him to talk. And so they would pull over and try to get me to say something, or I'd play the banjo, and they'd drive off and say, that guy didn't talk. He really doesn't talk. They tell the next people in the next town. And so I think your reputation precedes you moving at a human pace like that. When I started actually getting from my leaving my community, I thought of it as a sacred journey. And here I was more in touch with Native people and First Nation thinking about journeying from one place to another. So my first journey was from Inverness to the Siskiyou Mountains in Oregon and the Kalmiopsis Wilderness. And I have to say, not speaking and walking so much put me in an altered state. Things became alive and things became really different for me that I would never have understood hadn't I embarked on this journey. When I say spiritual, it's almost like to say spiritual and something that's invisible, but you know it's there. It's like the wind. You know, the wind is invisible, but you know it's there. I felt the wind a lot. I had some experiences with people, actually only one experience with an off-duty deputy sheriff. They pointed a gun to my head. And it was like, this is Mr. Death. This is Mr. Death. And I was like thinking, so this is the time, and dang, I didn't do my painting for the day. Because I painted every day a watercolor. And so when they said something about, we don't like, and they didn't use a particularly nice word, these two off-duty sheriffs, deputy sheriffs, and they pointed a gun to my 44 caliber. I could look down there. I remember Dirty Harry. And I said, oh yeah, that's what that is. I just mentioned it to my fingers that I was walking south. I said, well, you get going. And I could see myself in the back of their pickup truck, you know, being put somewhere. And that didn't happen. I turned around and they were gone. So I sat right down and took out my watercolors and started painting, because I wanted to get my watercolor done before Mr. Death came around again. Well, I got down to the Russian River and I camped at the Russian River. Then I got scared. I said, oh my God. Hey, this is, you know, I could die doing this. I could die. But then I said to myself, I listened to the call of a loon. And you know these loons that woo woo woo. That was healing to me. In the morning, I got up and I said, well, you know, I could hitchhike or get in a car or any of those things, but I'm going to keep walking because death's going to find me soon enough. So I'm just going to keep walking. And that's what I did. I just kept walking.
Why did you start talking again?
Well, that's a really good question, and I'm glad you asked that. Because after walking all across the United States and listening to so many people, people that had flags that were Confederate flags, that had brought me into their homes to stay and took care of me, after I got to the other side of the United States, I realized that environment was about human-made ugliness, pollution. It was about loss of species and habitat and climate change, all those things environment was about. But the most important thing was it was about people and how we treated each other. And so I had something to say. And so on the 20th anniversary of Earth Day, I chose that day to remind myself that I was going to speak for the environment.
20 years ago, students in this country led the fight to stop a war, the war in Vietnam. Well, today we must stop an even bigger war. We must stop the war against the Earth. Will you help? Will you say it? Say stop the war.
Did your life go back to the way it had been before? Had it changed sort of irrevocably because of all these years of doing what you did?
No. It's like you can't get rid of all the other parts. You can't get rid of the journey. And I realized that no matter what I was doing, I was still on this journey. And now in a little town that I live in on the other side of here, West Cape May, New Jersey. I'm an elected official. I'm a commissioner. And I kind of put my hand on my head and go, what a long, strange trip this has been, to take the words of someone very famous from Marin County. I still believe that I am on a journey, not necessarily to a physical place, but a sacred space. I believe this land where we are right now, this Point Reyes, is where the spirit began speaking to me. And is why I'm on this journey, and it's why I've come back. I always come back because this is where it all began for me.
That was John Francis, the Planet Walker, at the Geography of Hope Conference in Point Reyes, California, and a big thank you to the wonderful group of people who made it all happen. Plus, a shout-out to our sound designer, Joe Hartke, who managed to make footsteps, one of the oldest sonic cliches in public radio, sound like music, as they are. To the best of our knowledge comes to you from the studios of Wisconsin Public Radio in Madison, Wisconsin. Thanks to the rest of our production team, Angelo Bautista, Shannon Henry Kleiber, Charles Monroe Kane, Mark Rickers, and Steve Paulson. I'm Ann Strainchamps. Wherever you walk today, be well, and thanks for listening.